can't say when I became possessed by the sound of you. I had a good life. Really, a charmed life. Except for, you know, the sex. I mean, not that it was bad. It just wasn't... It wasn't, okay, it wasn't any fucking good. I was always left wanting. Orgasms were elusive, at best. I mean, they existed in the same world as a phoenix or a unicorn. Yeah, right. Then, one day, day like any other, I googled, I think it was erotic audios for women or something. Yeah, that was the day you could say I exited the highway. I took a left onto an unmarked street, crunched down a gravel road, bumped down a dirt track, and when that ran out, I got out of my car and followed a trail into the deep, dark woods, and, well... Now I don't know where the fuck I am. Because wherever I am these days, whatever I'm doing, you are fucking there too. Yeah, you. You fucking haunt me. You follow me everywhere. And just today, in the kitchen, when I was leaning forward to put dishes away, as soon as my belly touched the curved edge of that counter, I heard your voice in my ear. Oh God, I could feel the length of you behind me. All my senses flicker, and they light up. Dark back alley to Vegas Strip. Just like that. But oh God, I can smell the testosterone. That scent of a man in a musk. And feel your breath against the curve of my ear. Shudder down my spine and I back up. And I drag my lower lip into my mouth, pin it with my teeth, and I sweep it with my tongue. If you were here, I think, and that's all the encouragement my pussy needs. The greedy bitch. That wanton trollop. The small of my back curves as I think of you. My ass thrusts out and tips up in response to you. My stance widens and there's this moment when I am... God. I just shiver from head to toe at the thought of you. Filling me. My muscles tense. And that sweet throb fires up in my pussy. My chin tilts up to you. And I'm waiting. Every line of my body is needy and eager. My head slowly leans to the right, exposing the curve of my throat. And then your lips can just press right here. Right here. Then I hear a car door. Or my phone vibrates, or a dog barks. I blink, I collect myself, shake off the urge to slide my hand between my legs, and I refuse to give in and squirm where I stand. My control is pretty good. And a moment later, I'm regaining composure. My posture is perfect, and the only pink flush on my neck is what gives me away. That and the wetness soaking into my panties like an IV drip. When I'm at the gym and the rowing machine, it's for my health, you understand, and all those lovely endorphins. I get out of my head and into my body, into the pull of my hands and arms, and push up my thighs and calves. One moment, I'm focused on maintaining correct form, counting strokes, stroking, and the next moment my blood is hot and reckless, a pulse is pounding in my throat, pounding in my pussy. The wet gusset of my panties drags itself against my defenseless clit. No air voice engages my fingers. The slide and pause. You're beneath me, looking up. My pace slows to a steady, rhythmic push and slide, back and forth. Your strong hands cupping my ass with tight fingers. Your eyes flooded, glazed with lust, and your voice is moaning low and rough. And you say, ride me, fuck me, I blink and I realize where I am. I'm at the damned machine at the gym, trying not to arch my back and fucking moan out loud. My face heats, the blush of shame masking the flush of arousal, but my nipples are hard points and my sports bra isn't covering shit. My toes curl and clench and curl inside my chucks. There's damp. There's a damp patch blooming dead center of my crotch of my yoga pants. My eyes are unfocused. My breathing is ragged, and the man on the elliptical is staring at me like fucking German Shepherd, and I just blew a dog whistle. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I was hoping there were no witnesses. But he can smell the pheromones pouring off me from across the room. I'm so close, damn it. So goddamn close. Two more strokes and I'd come. This is crazy. Driving home, I know better than to slip my hand between my legs, even though my needy pussy is lying to me. It doesn't count over your fucking clothes. Fuck. Fuck. I need relief from this aching. I'll be more efficient. I'll be more productive. This hot ache is not going away by itself, admit it. Just pull over on this quiet suburban street next to the lot with all the trees. You don't have to do anything. Just pull over. Who knew my pussy had this... and the seductive wiles of Dita Von Teese. But she's not my crack. The C4 that blows up my brain. No. That would be your voice. No one can see. It won't take long. You're halfway there. You know you want to. Fuck. So close. Go for it. I want you to come for me. Do it. If I think about your voice for even an instant, I hear you. And like you're picking up the... thread of a conversation we're having about desire. About satisfaction. The sound of you is so clear in my mind. Low and warm and rough as a cat's tongue. Like wrapping myself in nubby cashmere. Yeah. I am gone for the timbre and cadence and that hint of a growly twang that sounds like confident male. Your voice sounds like strong, calloused hands. Oh, the way they feel parting my thighs. Thinking about your hands leads my mind to the thought of you. Touching me. I spare a final wistful thought from my wide, comfortable bed without my earbuds right there. Fuck it. I pull over, jerk the shift into park. I lean the seat back, tug and push, pull my yoga pants down to my knees, and oh god, my clit is so stiff, so swollen, so needy. I'm burning up from the center out. I suck my ring and middle fingers in my mouth. Oh, game on. Images begin to flash along with the sensations. I wish these fingers were yours. Or the have you cock. I make my fingers into a V and glide them along my pussy lips, pressing them together, or your mouth. Any part of you would be willing to share with me. Oh, what would make you crazy? Come on, my mind yourself after this thought. I want to make you feel good. I want to get my hands on you so fucking much. I get wild when I think about that. How much I want to take your face in my hands and slide my tongue into your mouth. I've blown past sweet kisses. I'm so fucking hard for you. I'm best for play. I just want to make you hot and aching and horny. I'd do whatever it takes to get off. Just like I am right now. You're... bitch, you wanted creature. A woman lost to shame and propriety. Has zero fucks to give if she gets caught. I fucking crave that. The sound of you. Oh, you just don't know how fast it turns that crank inside me. How hot you make me. I light up everywhere. My pussy heats up like a goddamn kiln. I'm so fucking swollen. I'm so lush. My panties are sobbing. It's a disgrace, but I don't fucking care. I pitch myself into my favorite never fail to get me there fantasy. We're driving on a back road with the windows down, and I lean over, pull down your zipper, and I suck your mouth into my very carefully at first, then wetter and sloppier and deeper and more reckless until you have to pull onto the shoulder. You pull me into you and we're kissing, oh god, kissing while I straddle you, kneel up with your hands on your shoulders and pull your wet hard cock upright, and I start to sink down. Fuck, it's so good, so full, so deep. God, I'm close. I wanna come. Please. Please tell me you want me to come. And your voice says, do it. Do it. Make yourself come right here, right now. Do it for me. That's you telling me. That's my girl. Come for me. And your voice. Oh god, your voice. I grip the headrest with my free hand and my hips lift and thrust and circle in this perfect syncopated rhythm. Oh, God, I wish your mouth was on me. I could grip your hair and weave that figure eight in your tongue, or it would take no time at all. I'd fucking shake to pieces. Oh, God. Yeah. Your fucking voice. God, this is control or weak. Fuck you. God. Yeah. Fucking hate the control your fucking voice has. You. Fucking haunt my fantasies. Fuck you. Just let me come. Please, I could come. Please, I could come. Put your hand on my face. Put your hand on my mouth. Oh, yeah. Oh. Fucking voice does to me. Fuck you.